Yeah, you're a man, all right. And today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky, because her Bridge Street pasties are so awesome. Today's Man Law has a lot to do with, really, I guess, my state of mind these days. And it all has to do with, you know, the reason we went and got our concealed carries, all these things, is because defending yourself is really important. So today's Man Law is teach your kids how to defend themselves verbally and physically.
So my thought on that is if you don't do it, who's going to?
That's right.
Right? It's a life skill. I mean, we're not going to go around and get in fights. We're not going to go out and pull guns on one another. But if you have that state of mind and you're comfortable with doing that and defending yourself, I would want my kid, and I don't have children, so this is, I can't speak authoritatively on this, but my gut is that I would like them to learn that at home rather than learn that from
somebody
else.
Well, that's
why
I took Olivia and Maureen to that Krav Maga class some time back. It was a wonderful self-defense class. That's why Steve Prince is coming out to my house to do a tactical weapons class. So that we can do tactical training and not just concealed carry. And that's why you have to, if you believe in the Second Amendment, you have to stick up for it, because there's a wicked witch of the West that wants to come and take it away from you. Yeah. And we all know who that is. We don't want her.
Well, let's talk a little bit about venison as we wrap up the show here, is that it is the second weekend of deer season this weekend, and we're both avid bow hunters. I've been out in a tree one time, but it always gets better the later we go into October. So let's say we get one, and we want to do that famous backstrap. That is, everybody is the prime cut rather than the loins, feeds a lot of people. It's about 2 foot long, about big rounds of tennis ball, right? How are we going
to
grill that?
Well, you heard how Ted Nugent said to do it a couple weeks ago, just put it on a stick and put it in the fire.
Right.
Now, I prefer to season it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to want to put some EVO on it. And
very lean,
just a little bit of sea salt and a fair amount of cracked pepper, and that's all it needs.
Are you going to cut it into fillets, or are you going to roast it whole and then cut it when you serve it?
If I've got an open fire in like my tripod, I'm just going to put it on the grill whole.
Right.
Yep. And
roll it to...
Well, here's the thing, it's tapered at both ends, so as I'm checking its doneness, I'm going to start trimming those ends off before they're overdone, because I don't want them to be leathery.
Right.
But that's a beautiful piece of meat.
Right.
And you can baste it with a little bit of a profile as it's finishing off and just give it a nice, actually, what works really good is garlic butter, believe it or not.
Can't go wrong with butter and garlic.
Wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. Garlic butter is a nice thing to finish it off with.
But all you're trying to do is put a little bit of protection on it and a little bit of moisture in a flavor profile,
right,
so that it's very good by itself, but it's very lean.
A lot of guys will cut that into chops, and they'll put it in a skillet just in a little bit of butter.
Right. Yeah,
it's
what's wrong with that?
To say no to.
Right, yeah. As
the
I mentioned.
The key is not to go over medium rare.
That is
the
big key.
That's the key. That's a really lean piece.
Use your ThermoPen, 125 degrees, pull it. Because then it'll raise to maybe about 127, 130. That's as done as you want your venison.
That's right. Don't forget to go to thegrillingguys.com. Check us out on the top of the page. Look for our GI barbecue link. Donate. We still need help with that. And don't forget to fight for your Second Amendment rights.
Stay safe out there. Shoot that big buck, and we'll talk with you next week.